Chapter 3. The snarer, who rules alone by his powers, who rules all the worlds by his powers, who is one and the same, while things arise and exist, they who know this are immortal. For there is one Rudra only, footnote, one aspect of the triune, but in this Upanishad, treated as the primary symbol of the universal self. End of footnote. They do not allow a second, who rules all the worlds by his powers. He dwells inside all beings. And after having created all worlds, he, the protector, rolls it up at the end of time. That one Lord, having his eyes, his face, his arms, and his feet in every place, when producing heaven and earth, forges them together with his arms and his wings. He, the creator and supporter of the Devas, Rudra, the great seer, the lord of all, he who formerly gave birth to Hiranyagarbha, may he endow us with good thoughts. O Rudra, thou dweller in the mountains, look upon us with that most blessed form of thine which is auspicious, not terrible, all good and supremely peaceful. O Lord of the mountains, make lucky that arrow which thou, a dweller in the mountains, holdest in thy hand to shoot. Do not hurt man or beast. Those who know beyond this the high Brahman, the vast, hidden in the bodies of all creatures, and alone enveloping everything as the Lord, they become immortal. I know that great person, Purusha, of sunlight luster beyond the darkness. A man who knows him truly passes over death. There is no other path to go. This whole universe is filled by this person, Purusha, to whom there is nothing superior, from whom there is nothing different, than whom there is nothing smaller or larger, who stands alone, fixed like a tree in the sky. That which is beyond this world is without form and without suffering. They who know it become immortal, but others suffer pain indeed. He exists in all faces, all heads, all necks. He dwells in the cave of the heart of all beings. He is all-pervading, Shiva. Therefore, he is Bhagavan. That person, Purusha, is the great Lord. He is the mover of existence. He possesses that purest power of reaching everything. He is light. He is undecaying. The person Purusha, not larger than a thumb, dwelling within, always dwelling in the heart of man, is perceived by the heart, the thought, the mind. They who know it become immortal. The person Purusha, with 1,000 heads, 1,000 eyes, 1,000 feet, encompasses the world on every side, extends beyond it, dwells inside every being not 10 fingers away from the navel, that is, in the cave of the heart. That person alone, Purusha, is all this. What has been and what will be. He is the Lord of immortality. He is everything that grows by food. Its hands and feet are everywhere. Its eyes and head are everywhere. Its ears are everywhere. It stands encompassing all the world. Devoid of all the senses, yet lighting up all the senses, it is the Lord and ruler of all. It is the great refuge of all. The embodied spirit dwelling within the city with 9 gates, footnote, 9 organs of perception are here referred to as gates of the city, body. End of footnote. The swan, fluttering outwards, is the ruler of the whole world, of all that moves and all that is motionless. Grasping without hands, swift without feet, seeing without eyes, hearing without ears, knower of all that can be known, but unknowable himself, They call him the first, the great, the whole. The Supreme Self, smaller than small, greater than great, is hidden in the heart of every creature. A man who has left all grief behind sees the majesty, the Lord, the passionless by the resting of the mind and senses. I know this undecaying Ancient One, the Supreme Self of all things, being infinite and all-pervading. They declare that in him all birth is stopped, for the students of Brahman proclaim him to be eternal.